When a business meets the state's definition of a waste treatment plant, it's exempt from property taxes. A company that processes recycled paper in Wisconsin recently argued in court that it fits that billing, and a Dane County judge agreed. The ruling means that a variety of industrial recycling companies could also claim the tax exemption, potentially costing local governments millions in lost revenue. Green Bay Senate Democrat Dave Hansen says that's unfair because those taxes would be shifted to homeowners. He thinks the court decision was too broad.
If you recycled anything, you'd fit in this. And that $2 billion hit that we would have taken in property value and potentially $40 million in tax pressure back on the property tax holders, we figured that was just way, way too much.
Hansen and other Green Bay area lawmakers from both parties have introduced a bill that would essentially change state law back to the way it was enforced before this court case. That means companies that treat industrial waste would still get the tax break, but companies that make recycled paper would not. Wisconsin Paper Council President Pat Schillinger says that's disappointing.
Obviously, it is very beneficial financially for paper mills, which are really struggling to compete in the global marketplace right now.
Schillinger says his group will pursue a compromise on this issue with other lawmakers. He says one possibility would be to exempt only those parts of paper mills that work on recycling. Lawmakers supporting this bill say they're interested in helping the paper industry, but they don't think a tax loophole is the way to do it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.